Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide from Washington, D.C. and CPAC. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Mike Adams is about to be taking over on the other side of this break with Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty that then became world law. He broke that it was man-made, confirming the Indian universities and institutes and others, and our research, and Mike Adams' research. And he also broke the fact that it was transferred by Obama 5 years ago from North Carolina University to the Chi-Coms. Did the Chi-Coms release it on purpose? Did it get out of the lab? Now we see it being used against the world economy, against Trump. I believe this has been intentional. And we can all have our opinion on that, but the bombshell is that it is man-made. It does have a high kill rate, and areas of the world are now under martial law, and it is expanding, and you're getting more cases all over the world right now, and more deaths, and U.S. military getting it. So something big is going on any way you slice it separately. We told you over a month ago that almost all the other major storable food companies had sold out because of institutional buyers and governmental buyers, and that our big sponsor, the biggest in the world, My Patriot, who, again, takes the orders at InfoWarsStore.com, you know, the front of the line, that they were 7 to 10 days, the 10 to 14 days, and now they're up to 3 weeks, no, 4 weeks now. Get your order in, it's locked in at 4 weeks, but it may be 5 weeks by next week because the food orders are going up exponentially. We didn't want to have a sponsor that just sells the government every time there's a crisis so that you get your food from the government. We wanted to have it directly to the people. And My Patriot's been around 12 years. We've been with them 11. They've been partners with us for about 5 or 6 years where they actually run our shopping cart, you know, the area that takes the orders so that you get, you know, fastest delivery. And it's just amazing to know that the general public, as Mike Adams said a few days ago, is now going out and buying storable food. The general public that had never done it. The customers we have at InfoWarsStore.com, most of them are customers that never bought from us before. And that's the general public realizing that they need storable foods. That's the general public realizing that there's a real crisis going on. And now with the federal government saying, get storable food, get prepared to shelter in place for at least a month. What do they know that we don't know? Hopefully they're just overreacting. Hopefully it's just hype, but it doesn't matter. This is insurance. You can eat, and it funds the InfoWar. And you see us here driving around the federal building, federal courthouse, bullhorning that corrupt globalist judge that got caught rigging the stone jury. You see us putting on a big event, sponsoring an event here at the Omni tonight, free to the public, an emergency summit on the First Amendment and how to save free expression, an emergency message to President Trump. I'm going to be bullhorning at the White House again. It's all about leadership, and the only way we can engage in leadership is your funding of this show, and you do that by buying the high-quality storable food that you and your family already need at InfoWarsStore.com today and locking it in, because next week some of the food prices on some of the number 10 cans are going to have to go up, maybe even others, because it's just going up exponentially. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But as of this Wednesday, live show, it is 4 weeks for delivery. They have the food on hand, but they've got to package it. They've got now four factories going 24 hours a day. They're trying to get a fifth factory. They're taking all their money and putting it forward to buy even more food into the future. I told them a month ago, I said, just keep buying. My gut says this is big. It's not a gamble for you to spend all your reserves. You know, you just keep buying. And they did, so they have food. Others sell out, hold the money, because they're not in this business for the reasons we are. We're in this to promote freedom and to be prepared and to be self-sufficient. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your storable food right now while you still can and lock it in. And all the other great supplements like DNA Force and others, they're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12 back in stock. And, of course, Vitamin Mineral Fusion and so many other great products now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Mike Adams is taking over right now to cover the waterfront on the virus and what it's really intended to do. Mike Adams, you're going to break in 30 seconds. Please take over.
All right, we've got Professor Francis Boyle coming up with a lot of intriguing new questions I have ready for Francis Boyle, and he has been at the forefront of the truth, speaking out courageously about the death science industry around the world that builds biological weapons against humanity. That's coming up. Stay with us right after this one-minute break. We'll be back.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, if you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams. You wake up in the
morning. All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, and I'm joined in this segment, the next couple of segments, in fact, by Professor Francis Boyle, who has been one of the most courageous and accurate outspoken voices. You could call him a whistleblower on this issue of the bioengineering origins of the current COVID-19 coronavirus that is circulating and spreading worldwide. Professor Boyle joins us by Skype with some new questions. I've got a lot of new questions for you today, but welcome to the show, Professor Boyle. It's great to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me on, Mike, and my best to your viewing audience. And keep up the good work with your newsletter. I can't guarantee I can answer all your questions, Mike, because this is an evolving situation. And I try to evaluate the evidence as it comes in. So you're free to answer your questions, but if I don't have the answers, please accept my apologies.
Well, this is what we appreciate about you. You often talk about you're working with the best information available at the moment. You adjust your answers as new information comes in. It's a very scientific approach to being cautious but as accurate as you can given the current data set. So let's begin with a question going back to some of your previous interviews with Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones. Is it accurate to state that because the imprint of the origins of the virus is really part of the RNA code of the virus, isn't it true, or let's have your take on it, that basically any virologist who has the proper library of patterns of RNA could independently confirm that, yes, this had to have been engineered because here's the evidence of it? Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, as a matter of fact, when I was on with Alex, I cited that study by the French and Canadian virologists saying, yes, indeed, it was gain-of-function work. And two Chinese that I cited last week, two Chinese scientists came out and said the same thing. And we would call that an admission against interest. We lawyers, we actually have Chinese scientists coming out and saying, yes, it came out of that Wuhan BSL-4 lab. Now, I've read recently they were forced to withdraw that study, but you can see it there. So, sure, and I think, if I can figure it out, I don't have a PhD from MIT, but if I can figure it out, I think most people can figure it out, sure. Certainly, virologists microbiologist can, yes.
So it's interesting that you just mentioned the political pressure in China for those scientists to withdraw their paper. We've seen that before, not the first time with this. Here's a question to you, and if you're not comfortable answering this, that's perfectly okay. You can pass on them, but are you being pressured to stop doing these interviews, for example, or to stop talking about this? I know you've been blacklisted from the media for many, many years. You mentioned that before. Are you receiving new pressure now for talking about the bioengineering origins of this virus?
Well, let me put it this way. As I said, the last time I was interviewed, I did blow the whistle on Amerithrax coming out of a U.S. biological warfare weapons program the first week in weekend of November 2001. I said that to Fox News. I said that to a Washington, D.C. radio station. And then I said it to the BBC. So the whole world heard me then. And then I was cut off. The hammer came down and no other mainstream news media source, certainly here in the United States, Europe, Latin America, Asia, has interviewed me. So certainly I have been blackballed and blacklisted since then, despite the fact that I wrote the statute that deals precisely with this issue and criminalizes it, and expressly dealing with the use of DNA genetic engineering to create biological weapons. As for pressure, so far the only pressure I've gotten was some public relations firm up in Chicago who was paid, I guess, to silence me by filing complaints with the law school demanding an explanation for why I was perpetrating fake news.
Wow. Well,
As far as I can figure out, there's a big Chinese consulate up there in Chicago, and they probably were paying them to try to intimidate me into silence. But so far, that's the only pressure I've seen on the current situation. Things could change, but I'm still being blackballed off all the mainstream news media here in the United States. And if you just do a Google, you'll see my name is all over everywhere, over the entire world. But not that I want the publicity, but I don't really need it. But
well, you're not really a frontline whistleblower until you've had a PR company hired to spread lies and defame you. So you are in good company because, of course, I've had the same thing happen to me, same things happen to Alex and so on. So, yeah, there's a coordinated, well-funded campaign to try to smear all the voices that are telling the truth about this. Yes.
Smear. They were trying to intimidate me into silence by filing this complaint with my employer is what they were doing.
And got it.
I'm not easily intimidated. What can I say?
Well, that's what we love about you, because you follow the science. You have the courage to state the obvious when it's not politically correct. And I don't know your politics in general, and that's not even relevant here. I honor you for your courage on this issue. Next question.
I do want to say I am a political independent. When I decided to do this work shortly after turning 17 years old, I concluded the only way I could do it was remain a political independent. And so that's how I appear here.
Well, why?
And I'm not as President Trump or anything like that.
Right.
I'm trying to look at this objectively and analytically from my background and training and tell the truth as I see it. Of course, I could be wrong. New information could come out at any time that would force me to reevaluate my position. And I get in here, I get up early in the morning, go through the computer, I see your newsletter and a lot of other sources. And for the last week, I get my secretary to run them off. I come in here first thing in the morning in my office, and I read through them all. And then I continue on with my ongoing evaluation, because it's such a fluid situation, Mike, as you know.
Yes. Well, and by the way, I apologize. I misspelled your first name in the first round of the transcript that we did, but I now know how to spell your name correctly. I apologize. Next question is, how easy is it for rogue nations to harvest this virus now that it is really open source? It's in the public domain. If Iran or North Korea or anyone wanted to harvest this virus and then incubate it and grow it themselves, how easy would that be?
Well, it's out there. I think we have to understand that the original people who grew it were the University of North Carolina. I established that already in my last interview. I went through the entire scientific article, which Alex put up there, and due to limitations of time, we only had an hour. I could only spend about 10 minutes going through this article.
Yes.
Only evil behind this article of what they were doing and what they knew they were doing, and that they took this dirty money from China to allow one of the leading death scientists from China to be involved in this extremely dangerous, existentially dangerous research, and undoubtedly...
Professor Boyle, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Hold that thought. We've got to go to a break here. We're going to come back with more details from Francis Boyle about the bioengineering origins of this virus and what it means for humanity and the death industry of death science that's behind this. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. We'll be right back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with Extendover. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we're back on The Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here interviewing Professor Francis Boyle about the origins of the coronavirus. We're also going to ask him here about biological weapons response protocols that may be likely by nations if this is ever deployed in an aggressive weapon format. This segment, of course, is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Get your preparedness food now while you still can. Remember, if we are wrong about all this and you end up extra prepared, you're prepared against every eventuality, every crisis. If we are right about this and you don't prepare, then you're in a lot of trouble. So get prepared. It's a smart thing to do. It's like buying insurance for your life, and it's much better than having nothing to eat. So definitely InfoWarsStore.com. Continuing with Professor Francis Boyle. So my opening question here is, as I just hinted there, Professor, is there a protocol in place for the United States, for example, if the U.S. is confirming that we are being, let's say, attacked with a biological weapon? What protocols might be in place to respond to that? Because how do you not escalate that? Or what are other countries doing in terms of their escalation policies? Do you have some background on that?
Well, Mike, we attacked ourselves. We have to understand that. Again, excuse me.
Yes. So go ahead. We're talking about escalation protocols, biological weapons responses.
As far as I can tell, Mike, we attacked ourselves with that University of North Carolina gain-of-function DNA genetically engineered research that basically China paid to get access to and took back and has now leaked out of that BSL-4 facility. As for protocols, well, Mike, the problem is if you look at the response by the United States government so far, I'm not personally blaming President Trump, but I am blaming all of his scientific advisors. You'll see mass confusion, disinformation, and lies. And that is because all of President Trump's top scientific advisors have been up to their eyeballs in this Nazi biological warfare work forever. Tony Fauci, who's out there, he knows all about it. And what does he say in today's New York Times? Well, just continue on the way we're going. We're doing a great job.
Right.
The woman, Les Monnier, well, she says, well, we got to get ready, but she's not going to come clean with us. Azar, the Secretary of Health, he worked for the pharmaceutical companies, and he was a lobbyist for the pharmaceutical countries. They plan to make a killing off of this. And so he's in cahoots with them. CDC has been up to their eyeballs in biological warfare work since at least the Reagan administration.
Yeah.
So how can any of these people coordinate a proper response to the healthcare crisis here that affects us in America today? They can't. And that's why even your own newsletter put out a silencing of reporting here by the CDC. I think that's correct. Where they say, well, there's only 57 cases. Don't worry about it. Well, we see this Harvard professor estimate 200 to 400. It's far worse, I think, than anything they are telling it. And then Larry Kudlow say, well, we have it all under control. Don't worry about it. But this is preposterous. So how can we deal with the current situation here in America? Let's put aside the rest of the world. If the people advising the president are guilty themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
See how that could possibly be done.
I've got huge concerns. You just hinted at a couple of them. I'm glad you pointed out that the very corporations, the pharmaceutical industries, that stand to gain billions of dollars, maybe tens of billions of dollars in profits from the vaccine, are really linked to the same people that built this bioweapon in the first place. So the weapon gets out, people get infected and start dying, and then they get a windfall of profits by creating the vaccines, and then they get to be positioned as the saviors of humanity because now lives are being saved by the mandatory vaccine, which is being fast-tracked with probably no clinical trials, and Congress is going to pass a law to say that the vaccine companies have legal immunity from side effects and so on and so forth. I get all that, and that's kind of what you're describing is what it sounds like.
Mike, these vaccines will be more dangerous than worthless between you and me. Indeed, that's what happened was behind the Ebola pandemic there in West Africa. It was a biowarfare Ebola vaccine that was being given out at that BSL-4 facility at Kenema that was being run by Fort Detrick, and USAID, which is really a front organization for the CIA, and the Broad Institute of Harvard and MIT. And they gave these Black West Africans this Ebola vaccine, alleged vaccine, that was giving them live Ebola in there. And there was also, I can't remember who's GlaxoSmithKline that was involved in that too. And they eventually admitted, yeah, the vaccine was more dangerous than worthless, but they're in there. So sure, all the drug companies that Azar, represented, and I suspect still is in cahoots with, they're out there chomping at the bit and getting ready. If you read yesterday's Wall Street Journal, they just had a big article on this, and you know, everyone's trying to rush into print, into proof these bogus vaccines that are, I suspect, are only going to make this situation worse. Certainly, I wouldn't take one of them. I guess what other people do is up to them.
They rushed the diagnostic test kits, the CDC did, and those test kits had bad reagents, and it turned out that those kits had false positives and false negatives, so of course they're completely unreliable from a scientific point of view. If you don't know whether your results are false positive or false negative, it's pointless. So now the CDC says they're going to replace those, but doesn't this also then underscore the fact that everything is being so rushed that quality control steps are being skipped, laboratory validation is being skipped? I mean, I spent 18 months validating a quantitation method for glyphosate in my lab. I know how long this takes. That's not even with genetics. That's just liquid chromatography and mass spectrometry. That took me a year and a half. You can't make a vaccine in 6 months unless you skip all the quality control. That's what I know for sure. Would you agree with that?
Of course, this becomes nothing more than a violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. You're exactly right. As for the CDC, they promised there would be a replacement test put out. No replacement tests have been put out at all.
That's
as
right.
Today, none. And by the way, by comparison, in South Korea, I believe they've already tested 30,000 people. So why
exactly.
Why were those tests here on the spot to use for the benefit of the American people? Certainly,
it's unreal. We got to go to break. I apologize, Professor Boyle. We got to go to break real quick. We'll be back with more. Stay with us one more segment, please. This is just mind-blowing information. Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here. Stay with us. One more break. One more segment. We'll be.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
This has been just an extraordinary conversation already with Professor Francis Boyle, who is the author of really the, I think, one of the most important founding documents on biological weapons and treaties and restrictions and so on. And he is outspoken in terms of, well, just having courage to state what's true and with accuracy as well and without any political overtones. So, Professor Boyle, thank you for continuing with us. It's a real pleasure to speak with you. My question for this segment is, you understand this perhaps more than most, what would be the rational deployment plan of any nation that was developing these weapons? What are they thinking could possibly be a scenario where they could even aggressively use them? Because with nuclear weapons, you have half-lives of the radioisotopes. Nuclear weapons go away. Biological weapons self-replicate. So you don't have half-lives. You have doubling time. You have R-naught values. How do you ever close that Pandora's box? What are they thinking?
Mike, you're right. I mean, this is a Nazi mentality at work that we see at the University of North Carolina, and I sent you an article which you mentioned there on your newsletter that U.S. biological warfare programs have 13,000 death scientists at work. And that was as of 2015, the last time I crunched the numbers. So you're right. Now, they justify this by saying, well, once we have developed the biological warfare offensive agent, then we will develop a vaccine so that we can protect ourselves against this Machiavellian monster, this Frankensteinian monster that we have already developed. Those are the two elements of an effective biological weapon itself. First, the offensive agent, and then second, the vaccine. Indeed, that's what UNC tried to justify, if you read through it. Oh, well, there might be this terrible biological warfare agent out there that we need to protect ourselves from. So let's develop this terrible biological warfare agent in the first place. And then we can make a vaccine to protect ourselves from it.
It's almost like a mafia shakedown of the taxpayers, where the mafia comes to your retail store in Chicago and says, "Oh, it sure would be a bad thing if this thing caught fire. You better pay us so we can protect you from the fire." I mean, that's what the whole death science industry is doing on a global scale, and they're putting us all at risk so they can make money developing weapons that are designed to exterminate human beings. How insane is this?
Well, you're right about that, Mike. It's all about the money. These so-called death scientists are on a gravy train. If you look at the article I sent you, again, the last time I crunched the numbers from 9/11/2001 until 2015, October 2015, the United States government has spent over $100 billion.
My goodness.
On Nazi biological warfare weapons work. So, of course, it's a gravy train for all these 13,000 death scientists. And I would add in, it's usually about $5 billion a year. So as of today, it's probably in the area of $120 billion. And now the Democrats are saying, well, let's throw another $8 billion to these Nazis. That's not going to solve anything. So, you're perfectly correct, but it's all about the money.
I just want to clarify something. When you say Nazis, it's not a flippant comment. You're talking about the historical origins of the intellectual, the lineage of this research goes back to Nazi Germany, correct? I mean, you're not just...
Not only that, Mike, it goes back to the... Japanese Imperial Army's occupation of China before and during the Second World War, and they were allies with Hitler and Mussolini, the Pact of Steel, and they had a massive biological warfare weapons program against the Chinese. When the war ended, the United States government made a deal with them. Namely, if you turn over all your biological warfare work, agents, research, etc., and you, Nazi death scientists, cooperate with us, we will not prosecute you. So, yes, I'm not exaggerating. these are the allies of Hitler and Mussolini who were doing this to the Chinese people. And that's where a good deal, although not all of our biological warfare weapons program came from that. Merck was really there at the beginning, but a good chunk of it came from these Nazi biowarfare death scientists there in China. Sure.
So the origins of this are consistent with the anti-human philosophical slant of eugenicists who committed atrocities, carried out the Holocaust against humanity. And by the way, I want to add something to what you said, which is Operation Paperclip. The Apollo program was built, of course, by Nazi rocket scientists who were offered U.S. citizenship after World War II. The V-2 rockets were the precursor to the Apollo rockets. America sent people to the moon because of Nazi scientists. That's not an exaggeration. That's history. So
That's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, as for the eugenics movement, well, that originated here in the United States.
That's right. Then
Hitler and the Nazis thought it was a great idea. They got it from us. And eventually they proceeded to apply it, as you said, to the Jews, to the Roma, and to Slavic people. They were deemed to be an inferior races of people. That's right.
All right. So
some of the funders today, for example, the Rockefeller Institute, they are eugenicists. So you have eugenicists and eugenic philosophy getting involved in this. Bill Gates funding a lot of this. Gates said we need a lot fewer people in the world.
That's right. Yes.
That is correct.
All right, we've only got about 2 minutes left. I could talk to you for hours. I mean, this is beyond fascinating, but where does this go if we don't stop this death science industry? Where do we end up in another 10 years? If we even survive that long, who knows? But if they get better at killing humans, how do we survive this as a species? That's my question.
Well, I agree with you, Mike. That's why I drafted my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989 that provides life imprisonment for all these death scientists. Certainly, we need immediately to shut down all BSL-3 and BSL-4 laboratories here in the United States and abroad. That's for sure. We have at least, 12 BSL-4s. They should be shut down this afternoon. And the same with the BSL-3s. And then the people doing this type of death science research, like the University of North Carolina, they should be investigated and prosecuted for violating my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act that provides life in prison. Right. And that's why I drafted that in the first place, to send a shot across their bow.
So the universities have become the bioweapons terrorism factories of America.
You're correct. If you look at these contracts, Harvard, where I went, I have 3 degrees there, University of Chicago, undergrad, University of North Carolina, here at the University of Illinois. Right. They're all on the gravy train. That's exactly right. And they don't really care about the existential dangers behind this type of research.
It's unreal. Professor Boyle, it's an honor to speak with you. I hope you'll join me again in the future. It's a real honor to talk to you. I'm glad that you are there. Thank you so much for your thoughts today.
Well, thank you, Mike, and keep up the good work with that newsletter, because I read it all the time and use what you're saying there to formulate my own opinion.
Wow, that's an amazing comment. Thank you so much, Professor Boyle. This is Mike Adams here. We'll be right back after this break with more.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising, but month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
Sort of a surprise endorsement there from Professor Francis Boyle for the naturalnews.com email newsletter. Of course, that's my publication, and we send out email alerts every day with solutions and things like that. So if you'd like to join that, it's at naturalnews.com. Sign up for the email newsletter. We also, of course, publish a lot of Paul Joseph Watson's stories and big breaking news here from Infowars.com. There's actually quite a lot of cross-publication of each other's stories. So check it out there. We send out emails every day. By the way, for those of you signing up for email newsletters, whether it's Infowars or us or anybody, Don't use Gmail and don't use Yahoo Mail and don't use Microsoft Mail, because all those three providers, and I'm sure the InfoWars team technical people can confirm this, they tend to ban independent media emails. So you should use something more like a protonmail.com or a Hushmail or some more of an independent email provider. Otherwise, you're going to get banned. Like Microsoft banned our emails temporarily a week ago. And so that was Hotmail and Microsoft or MSN and all that stuff. And we couldn't deliver emails to all of our Microsoft subscribers. They just do that to mess with us. They do it on purpose. Now, one of the things that we cover is natural molecules, natural supplements, things like that. And I always promise a show and tell here. By the way, Alan Keyes is coming up here in just a minute. But I got to share this with you because I brought another show and tell. This is not something that I sell. This is something that I found, that I discovered in my research. This is a special spice. You got to watch this. It's called cubeb pepper, C-U-B-E-B, cubeb pepper. It's also known as Java pepper or tailed pepper. I've got a bowl of it right here. And this contains the molecule that we spoke about yesterday, quinokinin, the same molecule that was in the hinoki wood that we talked about yesterday. This is the spice that's used to flavor some Russian vodka. It contains this molecule that has been tested for the 3CL protease inhibition properties, which may be useful in what we're seeing today. It's probably going to be studied for a possible future drug. It doesn't hurt to eat more spices. And I'm not saying to anybody that you should never take pharmaceuticals or never even consider the vaccine if it's ever made safe. I'm just saying, look, there's nothing else available. Why not spice up your life? You know, why not just have better food, better cuisine? I've talked about Indian cuisine, like Lebanese food, Middle Eastern food, all these spices. This is another spice, cubeb pepper. You can get it, I think it's sold on Amazon and spice companies and herb companies and places like that. Again, it's called Java pepper or tailed pepper. This is something that I'm, and it tastes amazing. It's like an explosion of 50 different spices right in your mouth. It's not peppery like black pepper. It's more like a nutmeg, cinnamon, mint explosion. It's nuts. It's crazy. If I ate it right now, I probably couldn't speak, and I couldn't introduce Alan Keyes. So I'm not going to eat it at the moment, but this is the kind of thing to check out. Now, every day I'm going to bring you something, okay? That's my promise. I'm hosting for the next couple of days. Along with Alan Keyes, who's one of my favorite people. I love to talk with Alan Keyes. And Alan, I'm not going to take too much time from you today. I know you have a guest coming up, but welcome to the show, Alan. Can you also tell us who's your guest coming up? Because I'm not familiar with this guest.
Oh, our guest coming up is John Michael Chambers. And he's going to be, we're going to be going back and forth a little bit about what the media is pleased to call the purge at the White House. A term that I don't particularly care for.
Well, you are outstanding. I'm going to turn the show over to you. I thank you for who you are and what you do and your willingness to speak the truth every day here. It's just an honor to know you, Alan. So I'm going to turn the show over to you right now.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be in your company. And I'm glad to know that we're both of us now doing a good turn for Alex Jones and for the network.
Absolutely.
I think that it's all vitally important, and that we mutually reinforce one another in these trying times is particularly important. So God bless you, Mike.
God bless you. Take it away. Take care.
Okay. Well, I'm Alan Keyes, and we're going to be talking to you today a little bit about a number of things. But one of them, to start out with, is I'm going to share with John Michael Chambers, who is somebody, by the way, who, if you don't know him, he's the author of a book called Trump and the Resurrection of America. He has done a lot of writing and thinking about the significance of the Trump phenomenon. He was somebody who had actually given up on American politics and thought that it was just going to be alienated from the grassroots for good and all with the way things were going. And then in 2016, I think Trump surprised him a little bit, and things look like we have a hope that they can be turned around in terms of disappointing Nancy Pelosi's expectation that our elections aren't going to matter very much, because they should be mattering a lot. And once again, I'm joined by my good friend, and the inspiration, by the way, for IMTV, which is the network where I broadcast my show, Let's Talk America. And we're going to be talking to John about the present situation where you're hearing all these things about purges going on at the White House. I think what it actually amounts to is finally getting around, after all of this shenanigans with the phony impeachment and all of this junk, that Donald Trump has finally been free to get around to the business of taking over the government of the United States. You know, presidents are supposed to do that. So welcome to the show, John. It's great to have you on. Appreciate your being with us. Is he there?
Not yet.
Oh.
John will be with us in a moment. Oh, there he is.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, Alan. Nice to see you. And Bob, you're on InfoWars.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And we're talking, I think, about one of the aspects of the warfare that's been going on politically in this country. I find it strange that we're now being fated to a view that suggests that when the president goes about the business of making sure the White House is staffed with people who represent his policies and his point of view, it's some kind of purge. That's just the normal business of a new administration taking over. These jokers are trying to get us to accept the notion that government should remain the same no matter what the result of an election. I think that's crazy.
Well, it is crazy. The deep state and the Democrats' spin on this is just that. It's spin. The president, as you know, has the right to choose people in certain positions, and then the rest of us do that at the ballot box. So if the Democrats don't care for it, well, too bad. I mean, this is a purge. If they think there's a purge going on right now, wait till they see what's coming.
Well, see, I have been a little disturbed. The other day, I was doing, well, it's extraneous what I was doing, but I went to the page for I.O., which is the bureau in the State Department that I used to head up, international organizations. And I was surprised to see that they still had an acting Assistant Secretary of State. I mean, here we are, a solid 3 years into the new administration, and you don't have an Assistant Secretary of State chosen by and reflecting the policies and viewpoint of the president reliably. At least that was the impression I got. I don't know. But it seems to me that if that's going on at various levels of the government, we've got a serious problem. And that problem is a problem that is now being aggravated by all these Democrats who are trying to give the impression that somehow or another elections shouldn't matter very much and the government personnel should remain the same and so forth and so on. Where do they get this idea that that is not what's supposed to be happening after an election where the people decide they want a change of direction?
Well, because it's in their best interest, because they have an awful lot to hide. Is the situation, and they know what's coming, because we're at the exposure phase of draining the swamp. We're exposing, and now we've entered the next bit where we're sort of in a shakedown mode, and soon the takedown, the hammer of justice. And they know this is coming, and so it doesn't surprise me that they express their views as such in terms of the purge. But look, Gordon Sondland was one of the purge, right? Well, he was the no witness witness in the impeachment hoax in the House. So hasta la vista. And then you have you had the Vindman, another beauty there, to use one of Trump's words. He and his brother were escorted out. And again, this is the tip of the iceberg. What people don't realize is there's been, since Trump's been in office, over 13,000 global arrests, corporate, business, government. There's been over 100. There are over 147,926.
When we come back, let's explore that a little bit more in detail, and I'll try to explain why I take such exception to the word purge, because I think it is just beyond the pale for me of the words we should be using to describe what is happening after one of our free elections. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.